As soon as there's over 100 comments on something, people think they can say whatever they want. When men who lack confidence and are insecure about their own lives, when they see women on social media being happy and independent and single, they all of a sudden are like, good luck with your cats. Like, you're gonna be single the rest of your life. And
she looks happy on the outside, but she's really dying on the inside.
Like, and then they say these things like we're not reading them. Like, we see what you say, and you have to get a thick skin about it, but it just... it drives me to Lulu. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Today we have joining us some very special guests, but before we get to announcing them, I have producing the show, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show!
Hi everybody, how you doing there?
Dude, I'm so excited.
Right?
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I woke up at 8:30 a.m. today, I cleaned my whole house, maybe not all of it, but most of it, because we have some exciting guests today!
I know, we have two!
I know, what is this? It's like we're being upgraded. But today, joining us in the canoe, we have the Tromedy Show, which their slogan is transforming heartbreak into healing and hilarity. We've got Meg and Rachel.
Hi!
We're so stoked.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. I even decorated for you.
I know. It's love so what nice. You've done with the place.
Thank you. Thank you. Her so studio much. Is so cute, you guys.
Thank you. I got like a little tear. I'm not an interior decorator, so I'll take all the compliments I can get.
It's gorgeous. I love all the little nerd things, the little...
I mean, I wouldn't exist if there weren't little nerd things.
True,
so.
Same.
So on this podcast, we love having guests on because it's so interesting to let people talk about what makes them Delulu. Like, some people really like to focus on the social media side because a lot of times they're content creators. We even had somebody come on that was talking about street signs and driving in LA.
But a pain.
Yeah, oh, totally. But you both actually run your own podcast as well. So I'm so fascinated to hear from both of you if you have any Delulus that have to do with your podcast or just interacting with fans. So I'm going to hand you the invisible oar and let you steer the canoe.
You ready to raft?
Let's go. Yes. I'm ready to row this raft like a Mario Party minigame.
Yeah.
What makes us Delulu about our podcast? We were just talking about the whole setup situation. If you don't have a podcast or have never recorded or streamed, it's a nightmare to get all of the tech in the background.
Yeah, I think common misconception is like, oh, just anybody can start a podcast. So it's so easy. But it's like, you don't understand all the equipment and all the tech and all the learning and all the editing and all the, you know, software and things you need to get set up and the accounts. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And the social media side of it, too, yes, to promote the podcast, to get people, and then the trying to get ads on it. Like, it's a whole side business, and there's a lot of fun to it, but it's a lot of work. So that can drive us to Lulu.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have, like, we've recorded a couple episodes one time and then gone to listen back, and I'm like, oh, it's just not there. It just didn't record.
Oh, one of my recent episodes when I recorded the entire story of breaking up with my ex-boyfriend, and it was, like, very dramatic and very heartfelt.
She's
and I
crying.
Crying. It didn't save.
No.
I had to re-record.
We just love to, like, beat our trauma to death. Like, we really do.
Yeah. So that...
The Tromedy Show.
That was one thing. Oh, what else?
I love the name you picked for your podcast, too. Uh-huh. Like, I think it says so much about your show. And, like, we're going to be filming an episode for them later, too.
Yes!
But, like, I'm so fascinated with how you're taking your trauma and turning it into comedy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, what a good coping mechanism.
Thank you. Kind of have... I mean, we kind of feel like we have to. Otherwise, if you're not laughing, then you're just crying and...
I'm a Cancer. I cry a lot. So.
I'm a Pisces, so I feel like between the two of us,
just so many tears.
She's a Taurus, so she'll keep us grounded.
Yeah.
Yes. We love Tauruses.
We do.
I need more of them in my life to just.
Well, now you have a Taurus.
Here I am.
Oh my goodness! But I know you both have other Delulus that are a little bit more like personal to you outside of the podcast space. So I'd love to hear some of those too.
So one thing I wanted to bring up, I'm also a cosplayer, which is how I met Derek.
Yay.
Yeah, woo! So I'm cosplay with Meg on Instagram, in addition to the Traumedy show. And the thing that kind of came to mind when I was thinking of what makes me Delulu is the comment sections on videos on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And whenever you end up going viral, or if you have something that has a lot of views, the way that trolls just come out of the woodworks and feel like they can just say whatever they want on our podcast account and my cosplay account and other random things. And I think especially as women, people love to just be like, as soon as there's over 100 comments on something, people think they can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. They when there's only 4 or 5, no one's gonna be super mean. But when there's like 100, I feel like it disconnects the creator from the people just scrolling on their phones, and all of a sudden they feel like they have permission to be absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you saying things like this? Or like, for example, as a cosplayer, people love to point out what's wrong with your cosplay.
Oh, don't even get me started. We have a whole Grind My Gears episode that like circles that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't really ask for your feedback on my wig should have been a different color, or this should have been this way, or it's not accurate to the, like, I had my own take on it. Who cares if my Luigi dress is more blue than green? Like,
yeah.
Things like that. Or we do have a couple reels on Instagram with Traumedy Show, especially my cousin and I went on her honeymoon when she broke up with her ex-fiance. And it's like a power... Yeah, that's a whole story.
Oh my God.
But whenever people see, I think like when men who lack confidence and are insecure about their own lives, when they see women on social media being happy and independent and single, they all of a sudden are like, good luck with your cats. Like, you're going to be single the rest of your life. And
she looks happy on the outside, but she's really dying on the inside. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, and then they say these things like, we're not reading them. Like, we see what you say, and you have to get a thick skin about it, but it just... It drives me Delulu, really, of just like, why do people think it's okay to say these things, especially with like happy, confident, single women.
Right.
Putting it out there. And like, just because I posted a video doesn't mean technically free will exists, I guess. But
well, it, most of the time it's these accounts that don't even have like a profile picture.
No.
Or a real name or anything. So they're totally hiding behind like vague.
It's their burner account to follow people to be like rude to women online because they feel entitled to do so. And it's like, have fun with your cats. Also, I do have fun with my cats because cats are great. And what's wrong with being a single woman with a cat? Like, sorry, I'm happy without a man right now. And that offends you so much.
Yeah, I will never get why people leave hate comments because I could sit here and confidently say I have never left a hate comment.
No.
Even when I've seen a piece of content that enrages me or I want to make a little snarky comment, I always scroll away. I never, ever put myself in that position to make someone else feel bad about something.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that a lot of the world would rather be mean and spiteful than kind and generous.
Yes.
So I don't know why social media has really fostered this, like, I'm going to be mean and I'm going to be a bully attitude when that's just not what we should be doing online.
You see, what happened is when there's 5 comments on this one thing, you know, the lights are on. But as soon as there's 100, the lights turn off and the roaches come out.
Yes. The roaches come out.
I'm sorry. Can I hear a damn? That was good.
There we go. I was listening in bars. Little cockroach bars.
Metaphors. I'm here all night.
Karma exists. Why are you putting negative energy out in the world? And like you said, I've never left a mean comment. If someone I know or something, and they post something that isn't like, doesn't sit right, or like, ooh, I don't know if that was okay, I would never even put a comment. Maybe I would DM them about it or something, but like the idea of putting it out there publicly and trying to just spread whatever negative energy,
I think a lot of people think it doesn't keep up with them
because
they're using the burner accounts.
But
a lot of times, like lately for me, they're not even hiding behind burner accounts. They're using their like full photos with them and their wives, like, leaving mean comments. So I'm like, scary. Okay, Brad.
Yeah.
Okay, Brad, with your daughter Sarah. You know, like, I see you,
Governor of whatever. Like, or it's the, What are you doing?
The most recent one was like, and it was a real guy, a real account. He commented and goes, maybe 2025 will be the year women are finally funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of went back and forth with him a little bit. And he said something about like him and his fiance. And I was like, well, when your fiance figures it out, like we'll be here, you know? And he was like, she saw this comment and she approved and she agrees that like you're not funny or whatever. And I'm like,
wow.
Okay. All right, sir.
Oof. Wow. So that's mine. That's my DeLulu. Yeah.
That's a good one. I agree.
Yeah, I think we can relate. Yeah.
It's a relatable DeLulu.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like a lot of, because we have a lot of content creators that watch.
Yeah.
They totally get it too. Like everybody gets hate comments, and it's so unfortunate that we as creators are just told to like, well, when you put yourself out there, you're asking for it, so to speak.
Yeah.
When it's like, or you could put yourself out there.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to see you try.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But.
Oh, that grinds my gears too. When they're like, "You should really be Daisy. Why haven't you cosplayed Daisy? Like, you would look better." And I'm like, "Do you want to give me $600 to buy a Daisy wig? Or like, why don't you let me see your cosplay?"
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you offering to pay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Oh man.
But there's so much positive to it too.
There is.
It's
the positive outweighs the negative.
It does.
It's just sometimes hard to only acknowledge and appreciate the positive when the negative things are so mean.
And they affect you more.
They're so rude. Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
It takes like a lot of muscles to smile.
That's all I'm gonna say.
It takes more muscles to smile than to frown, so you know.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. That's why it's easier to be an asshole. Something like that.
I thought it was more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
No.
Oh, smile. Well, okay.
Maybe it depends on how you're frowning.
Regardless, use your muscles wisely.
Yeah. Lift appropriately.
Yeah. I don't know if you wanted to share your specific DeLulu reach.
My specific DeLulu? Yeah. And we want to move on to mine?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we came up with different ones, and that was the first thing that came to my mind, and Rachel's is completely different.
We're just going to completely shift gears here. Just to keep it spicy. I'm a weird girl. And
she is token weird girl.
I am token weird girl. I get really passionate about, like, really specific things.
Ooh.
And one of the things that I get really passionate about is Mulan.
Okay.
And I just, with my whole heart, believe that Mulan deserves more. And she deserves better than what we as a collective people have given her.
We love representation. Yes.
And this is why. Mulan is my favorite Disney princess. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's like, and not to knock the other Disney princesses or whatever. They're all great. All right. In their own way. But Mulan, she didn't have to do what she did. You know? She didn't. Like, her dad, they needed her dad to go to war, and he was, you know, not capable of doing so. He was still going to try. And she just said, no, not on my watch. I'm going to cut my hair. I am going to make a man out of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go take it upon myself to go to war and save my dad. And furthermore, save all of China.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be a bad bitch, and I'm going to save all of China. Okay?
The original feminist.
The original feminist. The original badass. Like, the original everything. She freaking scales a pole. Okay? Like, who could do it? No one could do it. I couldn't do
it.
Not
Shang-Chi?
No.
Shang, you know the other names.
I hope that was right. I don't know.
Shang, yes. Is his name is Shang.
Is it Shang? Uh-huh. Is his last name Chi, though?
I'm not familiar with...
I don't know.
He and I are not on a first and last name basis, but yes. I can confirm that the first name is correct.
Okay,
Shang,
yes.
I think Shang-Chi is a Marvel character.
Oh!
Are we fake fans right now?
Yeah.
Shang could be the right first name, but she, I don't know.
Do you have a yikes sound effect you want to throw?
I don't think we do.
Ruh-roh. Shang. And, you know, she defeats the Hun. She saves all of China. She literally is the biggest badass in the world. And tell me where this woman is in Disneyland. I know that she's in, like, the Japan one, and that's fine. But, like, she's not in the one here.
Disney World, because that's the one I used to work at. I know she's at Epcot.
Okay, that makes me happy.
And she meets outside of China.
Okay.
And there are some special events where, like, they do the marathons through the parks, and she will be in the Ping armor, which is so cool, and it's
that's so rad.
Ah! But I want to say that's it. And then sometimes she'll be at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Well, so she's sharing with Cinderella's. Yes.
Well, space. I mean, it's Cinderella's castle, but sometimes because they're supposed to be four.
Did Cinderella
princesses.
Save a country?
No. I mean, Cinderella saved a mouse. Oh! She saved a mouse.
Okay. That's it.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But I don't know about Disneyland. She's nowhere in Disneyland?
No.
California Adventure they had for the Chinese New Year thing.
Sure, they do a Chinese New Year thing. But like, why does Mulan only get, you know, like certain moments and everyone else gets a fucking castle? You know what I mean? Like, where's Mulan's attraction that's like there full time?
Mm. I mean, where? Yeah. I mean,
there is like a little place for Jasmine to go and hang out, like, and there's like a little places for a lot of these other.
There's a whole freaking Peter Pan ride, and what the hell does he do? He just flies around. Come on! She saved all of China! Like, what more do we need to just give this woman what she deserves, okay? Like, the movie's badass. Yeah. Oh, and they finally do the live action remake, and they do it during frickin' COVID, and no one goes to see it. And then they put it on Disney Plus, and they're like, but you gotta pay an extra $30 to watch it.
Yeah, no one watched that movie.
No one watched that movie, and if you did, like, you knew that it wasn't very good. They didn't do it justice. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, they've been kind of trashing all the live actions, in my opinion. Yeah. Don't come for me, Disney, but
this one was the worst, in my opinion.
The Snow White one does not look great.
Oh, the preview for that one just came out. Yeah.
I'm curious about that one. But they made some major changes last minute, so.
I just know why don't they hire, you know, dwarves again? Why are they using CG characters for?
I don't know.
Because they already shot the whole film. And then that's when they had their huge, everyone was up in arms that they were all, you know, tall grown men instead of dwarfs, but they tried to hide behind the fact that Peter Dinklage, I don't know if that's how you say his last name. He came out and said it's offensive to cast dwarfs.
Yeah.
And he was speaking for all of people like him, and everyone's now all up in arms because, like, one person shouldn't speak on behalf of people that would like a job because there's tons of actors that are dwarfs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the proper term.
I think so.
I think they want to be called little people.
Okay.
I think.
My apologies. I'm still learning terminology.
Because he can't say the M word anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
So.
But yeah, that's a whole mixed bag on its own.
Yes.
I do think, though, back to Mulan, I think Disney is getting better about representation.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, when Mulan came out and even the live action, I think they were still trying to play around with representation. So I think it's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still more coming, but they're creating new characters instead of going back and doing right to the characters that did exist.
Amen.
Tiana's now getting a ride. Or has a ride now.
Yeah, I love that they're changing Splash Mountain to the Tiana ride. Mm-hmm. And people who are up in arms about that, I can understand, but get over it. It's
boo-hoo.
An old racist film, like, that the original Splash Mountain is based off of.
Like, what if they changed the Matterhorn into, like, the scene where with Mulan is defeating the Hunts?
Yeah!
When the avalanche comes?
With the avalanche!
Yeah! That'd be cool.
That is such a sick scene.
There's potential. There's potential for this.
When she saves everyone in the avalanche? Like,
dude!
Yeah, I just thought Frozen.
Oh, they could turn into Frozen,
Frozen already
too.
Has a ride.
They
have Disney World.
Yeah.
At Disney World, they have, they switched over, what was it called? It had, like, the trolls in it. Everyone was up in arms about it, too. It never had a long wait.
Because it sucked. I can't even remember the name.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I'm being a fake fan. I did get to go on the ride, though, before it was open, so that was cool.
That was cool.
But, yeah, it was a moment for me. But I do think they probably are looking into trying to find something for Mulan.
Hopefully. We can hope. Call your senators and your congressmen and tell them.
Get her in there.
We need to get her in there.
I've heard her rant about this specific topic many times.
Very passionate
about
it.
So when I asked her about, like, what makes you DeLulu, she was like, Mulan.
Hashtag justice for Mulan.
Yes. They redid her whole outfit, like, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago too, where it encompasses more jade. I was working at the time where they did all of the, what we all like to call the ethnicity rebranding, where they went through all of the princesses that came out and they gave them a relook, which is awesome, but also weird that they like called it the ethnicity rebrand. So Mulan, she had like a jade medallion that like hangs from her belt now. She has what they said is more culturally appropriate hair, and like the color schemes and like the embroidery around her sleeves like had dragons on it. So it's like they're trying to fix their boo-boos.
Mm-hmm.
But
small steps.
I think they, in my opinion, I feel like we would it's tough to hear. There's not a lot of room. So they would have to get rid of a ride to make room for her and rebrand it. So I think the Matterhorn's actually a great suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I become president.
Is she your whole platform? Yeah. Is she a Fantasmic here or no?
In Fantasmic?
Because I haven't seen the show here, but I'm used to do it in Orlando.
I wonder if she's even in World of Color.
Oof.
I don't know.
Oof. I don't know. Oof Disney.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I just love to spread awareness about this topic because it's irrefutably just.
I mean, truly, if you're watching this and listening to it somewhere and you also agree that there's a Disney princess that doesn't get the representation she deserves, comment it down below. Like, we're here for the Disney tea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
100%. 100%.
So, Matterhorn, they rebrand it to Mulan and it's the scene with the Huns. What do they do with the giant, like, animatronic that's in there? Because isn't there a Yeti in there that, like, breaks down?
There is a Yeti. They could maybe, like, memorialize him in a different area of the park.
Okay.
And, like, come take pictures with the Yeti.
Well, they have the original one that broke down in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do they?
The collector. That little lair.
Oh.
And when you're going up and you get into the ride, you can look down, you see, like, the very old Yeti.
So, okay, so there's certainly places we could put the Yeti.
I wonder if they could transform him into a giant Hun.
Like the main guy.
They just put, like, a cloak over him, make him, like, a mask.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be appropriate. I don't know.
It's an option. We're just trying to save Disney money.
We're just spitballing here. This is
get us a meeting with some Disney execs. We'll work it out.
We got the answers. Yeah.
We got it figured out.
Because there's not a lot of room at Disneyland. Like, that's why they keep just, like, repurposing rides. Because there's like no room here in LA.
No.
Yeah. Or Anaheim too. Because I've only been to Disney, like, once or twice.
Really?
Here at Disneyland. Okay. Yeah, I mean, when you worked for the company
for so long, it eludes a little.
Yeah. And then every time I go, I spend the whole time with whoever I'm with being like, oh, well, in Disney World, it's like this. And by the end of the day, they're like, can you stop? And I'm like, no, but also, like,
I mean, Disney World definitely is a force.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bigger. It's
four parks.
Yeah.
Like, here it's two, and it's one across the way from the other. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different vibe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, come on. We need more Mulan here.
We need more Mulan. We really do. More Mulan representation.
See, I thought she did roaming sets where they, like, skip and bip-bop around the park.
No. It's literally just the Chinese New Year thing.
Yeah.
That's,
At California.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
It's not good.
They really should do something about that.
They really should.
Disney, we know you're watching. Disney, we know you're watching. We know you're taking notes.
Oh,
just give us the Bob credit. Oh, yeah. I saw him at D23.
You did?
I did. I walked right by him.
Oh, I'm so jealous I didn't get to go to that.
Okay. Here's my delulu.
D23, you pivot.
D23. Uh-huh. So everyone chalks it up to be this, like, really big event. It's at the Anaheim Convention Center. Super cool, super wild. And I go there, and it's, like, dead. Like,
really?
I'm talking, like, WonderCon reigning, WonderCon dead.
Oh!
And I was like, why is there not a lot of people here? And I found out that they don't sell a bunch of tickets. They only sell, like, a certain amount to keep wait times low. Because everything inside the con is, like, a wait in line for the experience.
Right.
Which, some of them were really cool. I saw on TikTok, like, there's one where you can, like, talk to Mickey and you can interview him. And it's, like, a screen with him. And he answers, like, crazy specific questions, which I thought that was super cool. There was one with Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy, which was super cool to see. But, like, everything else was, like, wait in line to get access to buy exclusive pins.
Yes.
Wait in line to see a screen of Avatar, where it's, like, an immersive thing.
The Avatar thing looked really cool.
That, to me, was, like, my favorite looking thing.
The immersive experience.
Yeah, but that was kind of it, unless you wanted to wait in line for the big, like, amphitheater kind of vibe where they were doing, like, all the legacy awards and all the announcements, which I'm not gonna do because I can watch it further up close from somebody on TikTok that's, like, getting paid to be there.
Yes.
So I can scroll and be like, oh, cool, they announced Mulan 5, you know, or whatever the case is.
You have to wait in line for so long to get into those big announcement things.
Yeah.
I never do those. I never go to panels. I feel like cosplayers.
I go to panels if my friends are on them.
If my friends or if someone I know is, like, running it, absolutely I'll go and support them, but, like, waiting in line to go to No. It's like, well, I feel like it's a whole separate, that's a cosplay thing, though.
It's going to get posted somewhere else where it's going to be a better view of it. So to me, it's like, I would rather let somebody who that's like their diehard thing have a closer seat than me being like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I could have just watched it on TikTok. But I do think D23, there was a lot of things about it that I wasn't expecting. Like, I was expecting all the Disney adults that everyone makes fun of for, like, them being, like, crazy and, like, waiting in line and, like, clutching all their pins and that. Like, I thought it was going to be very tense. Mm-hmm. But it was the most calm Disney experience I've ever had.
Interesting.
Like, so chill. Kids were there, but it wasn't, like, kids running rampant.
Yeah.
It was very controlled and chill. So that was kind of cool.
Also boring.
Okay, but you have to consider, like, when I go to cons.
Disney, stop watching.
Yeah, right? We gave you all the ideas. Subscribe on the way out.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. I think the event, probably for most people, is very exciting.
Yeah.
Like, they really like it. But as a cosplayer, like, when I go to events, I go to network. I go so that, like, my picture gets taken a lot of times to meet other builders.
Yeah.
To, like, help them out. Them help me out. And just more of a networking space.
Yes.
Where this was just for people who enjoy Disney. And I got stopped a lot for photos. Like, even my friend who was my attendant was like, wow, you're really popular. And I was like, I mean, we got stopped a couple of times, but not a lot to brag about.
Yeah.
But that's just what I go to the cons for. Same. So when it was, like, more chill and, like, not really people, like, what were we going to network about? Like, oh, you like going to the parks? You know, like, it just, it's a
move on. Rachel would just go raise awareness the whole time.
Picketing, like,
I'm down for that.
I'm so glad you're down for that, Cosmo.
Oh, yeah.
Join my ranks.
they need to put Mulan in a separate castle or a throne room with Princess Leia because now she's a princess.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
With Princess Leia.
Yeah, she's Disney now, so that's like two badass princesses right there.
I want, like, a Game of Thrones-esque throne for Mulan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With all her samurai swords on the back of it, just, like,
so badass. Yes. Okay, a ride with, like, Mushu in it would be so fun, too.
Don't even get me started on Mushu. He's the funniest sidekick of all of them. Like,
Eddie Murphy didn't even come back for the second movie, so they'd have to voice cast him.
There's a second movie?
Yeah. I know the second movie better than the first one, to be honest. The one alone is not enough. You need both together.
That's such a hot take.
Yeah.
Okay, vocals.
Oh my gosh, go voice off actor. Mulan 2.
Okay, Disney, come back. Disney, come back.
I have not seen Mulan 2.
Ooh. I've only watched it once.
I really like it because it really makes Shang seem like a normal human. Because all we see him is like, I am Shang warrior. Yeah. You see him make a bunch of mistakes. You see, like, the lesson that gossip is bad because they, like, conspire. Well, spoiler alert. They conspire to break up Shang and Mulan. And it's this, like, whole journey where they're escorting these three princesses across the country. And it's super cute because then, like, do I want to spoil the ending?
Maybe Megan needs to watch it.
I think you can spoil it. I mean, it's been out for...
Okay, well...
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. The three princesses end up dating, like, Yao and Tin
each other. No, I was hoping this was, like, a queer...
I wish. Well. No. They end up dating the warriors that, like, they showcase in the first film. So it's really cute to see everybody have, like, a proper happy ending. And there be a good lesson that, like, gossip can really hurt you and your friendships. Which I don't think Disney has a lot of, like, good... messaging on that.
That's true. Like, I can't think of any other Disney example of, like, about gossip. The stakes are a lot lower than saving the country.
China.
Stakes are a lot lower, but it makes them seem more humanized. Like, we all make mistakes.
Totally. Yeah.
It's kind of cool to see, like, warriors making mistakes, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, can we talk about this?
Uh-oh.
Is Shang gay? Maybe liked Mulan a little bit more when she was a man.
Has this been a take, like, somewhere else, or is this just your...
Unclear. This might just
unclear.
This might just be, like, the hottest take you've ever heard.
I mean,
could he be, go rewatch it and tell me if you think that Shang was a little bit disappointed when he found out Mulan's a woman.
Maybe he's a little bi.
That's
maybe he's a little bi and, like, doesn't realize it yet because also. might that's not appropriate in that time or in that space.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But I hate to admit this, so all guys, we're all bi. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, guys.
Everyone unsubs. Everyone's like, bye.
And so I mean, everyone is a little bit bi, and Shang maybe didn't want to realize or admit.
Well, but. Yeah. I mean, damn, it's... That's a confusing situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can...
Like, I think he thought so as well.
Yeah. But, like, you know, you, like, and you find somebody you click with, you know? It's like, this is a really cool person, a cool guy,
he's
friend.
A cool dude.
Uh-huh. And you find out later on, it's like, it's a woman. I was like, okay, that's even better.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Some best friends become, you know...
Who do you think is the most queer Disney, or, like, queer, in the closet Disney prince or princess?
Well, I mean, Shang kind of wins, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Shang is queer, but I don't know any more than anyone else.
The
you
boys
know?
In Coco, or not Coco, Luca.
Mm. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you haven't? Ooh, that's a really good one. Cute. It's so cute. I love it. They don't outright say it or anything like that, but you just kind of like,
aww.
You just know.
The vibes, yeah.
It's so cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
That okay. one.
Woody.
Woody? Isn't he with Bo
That's
Peep?
That's a hot take.
Yeah, but Bo Peep is like here and there. He's always with Buzz. He's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Buzz. Well, Bo Peep's got her little stick, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no! It doubles.
Yeah.
Helps her guide the sheep.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
I can't think of anybody else, though. Like, maybe Prince Charming? Because he only remembered her by her shoe.
Oh, he's got a foot fetish, for sure. For sure.
How about Gaston?
No, he's straight as an arrow.
No, but think about it, though.
He's straight as an arrow.
There's a lot of bullies.
Is he overcompensating?
There's a lot of bullies I knew in, like, in high school that are out of the closet now. So, you know, the jocks and whatnot, always around the men. And I'm like, nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, like, Gaston, I can see him being a diva.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Him and LeFou, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
And you could see it. I could see it.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm trying to think who else.
Prince Eric? Aladdin? Thinking of others.
I mean, I mean,
Aladdin probably had to do something to get around, you know? Mm-hmm. He was broke.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. Street rat. Oh,
street rat. Woo! I can't really think of anybody else that I feel like has... really toed the line more than
Disney Shane. Toes the line a little bit more now than they used to.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It's still always just like barely. Or there will be a movie, mm-hmm. and the main characters are always heterosexual, but then there'll be like a little scene where you see two men holding hands in the background or something, where they kind of just like test it out, or like they're trying to inch towards, I think, being more representative.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. It's never the two leads, but it's always like somebody else.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's because they get so many like hypocritical people that come out and are like, how dare Disney be poisoning our children with this?
Yeah.
And it's like, you go to the grocery store and there's people holding hands. Like,
right.
It shouldn't affect you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the hecklers of Disney. Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to make everyone happy.
They're the same ones that are trying to keep Mulan down.
I swear. It's the same ones that are like, nope, Mulan, we can't.
Mulan and the gays, it's a no.
It's just like, nah, in the back, you can't have this. Yeah. God. I don't know what Disney's future is with that, because I don't think they've had a leading lady yet, or a leading man that's been gay or queer. Mm-mm.
Maybe Finn and Poe from Star Wars?
Maybe.
Finn and Poe.
They say it's bromance, but I don't know. The guy wore the guy's jacket for the like two movies.
Yes. I don't know if that makes you queer. But I see what you're going for. Maybe I see what you're
aiming for. Extremely attractive.
I mean, they're bromance, but like Luke and Han had bromance, and it wasn't that close and, you know, dreamy eyes and stared in the eyes for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
I feel like Luke could be a little queer, but not Han.
No, definitely not Han.
No.
Lando, I can see it. Mm-hmm. I see Lando being bi. I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I want to see, like, a map of all of the different Disney characters and Star Wars characters on, like...
with a red string.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's got the everyone's pie.
But at what level? Yeah. Like, Han is like a 0.5, Luca's a 5.
There you go. Just ranking them all. Like, Flynn Rider, gay.
Stick that in a graph and chart it. I'd love to see it.
That's like a chronically online, like, episode where you've got like the big white wall and then like their headshots and being like, all right, Cinderella. Yes.
Game. And if we can recast all the different relationships, like what Disney princess from this film and that film would actually be a perfect couple together.
Oh, like a little that.
Disney Bachelor.
Yes.
Disney Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
Who like would Disney Love bachelor? Island, really, is what it would be about.
Disney Love Island. Oh,
can you imagine?
That would be a really funny, like, skit if people were to cosplay all the Disney.
That'd be a great SNL.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There you go. They did the what was it? The Beverly Hills Housewives with...
Yes.
Yeah, with, like, Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember anybody else, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen that one, but that was from, like, years ago. So mm-hmm. a Love Island SNL mm-hmm. sketch would be top tier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could see, like...
With Disney characters, particularly.
Cinderella and Snow White, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have either mm-hmm. of you two been pitched for, like, a reality show or anything?
Funny that you should ask.
No, but uh-oh. I just applied to be on The Bachelor.
No way! Like,
2 days ago. That's just my next mission at this point. Okay. I really want to get on a dating show.
There you go.
I feel like it would be fun and it would help our brand and the podcast. And
dude, I want to bring you exposure. Both to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
That would be the con for you to go to as a
is
single
it?
Person.
What's that?
Yes. Okay, know. I've heard that Dragon Con is like the party con.
Yes.
Oh. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
It sounds fun as fuck.
We were just talking about this before we started filming, too, that everybody hyped it up to be like, it's a lot. It's this really big con and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fucking party con. It's like, show up in your tiniest cosplay, dance all night till
really?
4 a.m.
It's... Yeah. That's what I felt like San Diego Con was like.
Oh, no, no, no. This is very... Like, people are coming... They're their hotel rooms, like, bringing Jack Sparrow back to their room, having room parties with people in onesies. Like, it's wild. I got propositioned, like, 4 times.
Oh, I bet.
It was a lot. And I was like, I don't really do... I'm shy. Like, I had to be like... But it's a fun... Like, I really want to bring a bunch of, like, my girlfriends, guy friends that are single.
Yeah.
And, like, get a room or, like, 2 rooms attached to each other. So mm-hmm. we can all share stories.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm just not that wild. I'm very, like, uh-huh. I'm not shy, but I give shy energy at stuff like that. So I really want, like, you guys would be great to bring with.
And just, well, Rachel has a boyfriend now, but you're still
I'm still a hoot regardless.
I'm in my, like, post-divorce party era right now anyway. So I've always wanted to go to Dragon Con. I've never been propositioned to be on any sort of reality show, but I just had this, like, oh, why am I not doing that? Or, like, trying to get on some sort of dating reality something. Yeah. Like, I'll probably apply to Love is Blind.
We're talking about doing The Circle.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, The Circle. Mm-hmm.
Like, she and I would maybe do, like, a co-team.
Co-circle,
yeah.
I got asked to do The Circle the first season.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been asked to be on The Circle,
girl,
Love Island.
Why'd you turn it down?
You've been asked to do Love Island, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why haven't you done?
Because I'm an actor, and like, as soon as you do reality TV, they like don't consider you as an actor anymore.
That's so fair.
Oh, they kind of are like, oh, you only want to do reality stuff.
Wait, can you suggest
that's so
me?
Interesting.
I could try. I mean, the emails are from like forever ago.
Right.
So I could like hit them back and be like, do you still work for them?
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of casting directors on TikTok that are like, I'm casting for a new show, blah 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 blah.
Okay,
so just hit them up anytime you see it on your FYP.
Okay,
be like, I want to be in, and
I mean, I just work in corporate America, so maybe
honestly that's hard to find right now, because I feel like a lot of people are
hard to find the corporate ones.
Yeah, the corporate baddies.
Yeah,
because everybody's a
represent,
content creator and
up.
Like they're faking
rise up corporate baddies.
Yes.
Totally. Rise up 9 to 5.
Like, I got a meeting in 20.
Yeah.
My boss
also content creators, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of content creators want to do reality TV because they just want to be famous.
Yeah.
And I get it that, like, sure, that is a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, it's more interesting to watch somebody who has like a normal job or like a regular job and then go on those shows.
Right.
It's like, you got a lot more to lose. Like, like, I work for myself. So if I go on TV and make myself look dumb, it's on me.
Right.
But like, a corporate person could lose their job.
Sure. Yeah. I risk that every day. Just kidding. Risk it for the biscuit. Uh-huh. Sometimes, I mean, I have the Traumedy Show. We talk about very, very personal things in our lives. And I also, like, some of my coworkers know about it. And I
Do you date in the office?
No.
Good for you.
Well,
good.
I'm a full-time remote worker.
Okay.
Anyway, so, and you work from home half the time. Mm-hmm. So there's no dating in the office.
But, gotcha.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I technically dated in the office. Well, not really, because I only went out with this person one time. But they met me at LACC, so uh-huh. LA Comic Con. And they came up to me like with their shirt off, being all like, oh, I'm a content creator and cosplayer. And we went on one date to get coffee, uh-huh. just like chit chat and see if maybe he wanted to be in like one of my music videos. And he went and told all kinds of people, like, I went on a date with Dare Taylor, oh, and she so wants annoying. Me. So I was like, okay, never doing a cosplayer again.
Oh.
It was bad. I was like, ew.
Gross. Yeah. For the clout. I've never dated gross. A cosplayer either. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
I was married.
Oh, shoot. Never dated one. You just married one.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's
different.
Yeah, I feel like do you talk about dating a lot on your podcast?
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every episode.
You just said yes. Yeah.
Well, because the whole premise is she was married and I was engaged, and we both blew up our lives at the exact same time, just happened to, and then we went on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
And for completely different reasons, like mine was a narcissist, serial cheater, terrible Yikes. Human being, and like she just outgrew her marriage. But yeah, now it's just been this year of adventure of dating and everything.
It's
and
been fun
ridiculousness
though, because we spent most of our lives never, because I was with my ex for 13 years and she was with hers for 10.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we are this year dated for the first time ever and being like, what's a dating app? And trying to figure out even like rules and how all of it works and so that's also why we talk about it all the time on the podcast, because it's just
it's difficult now.
Oh yeah.
I can't no I can't even think about that. I mean, no it's too hard.
I think I'm still like not jaded yet, because I'm still like, it's just been fun.
Yeah.
But I haven't been like really seriously trying to like settle down or anything yet. Yeah. So I hear people say it's really difficult now, and I'm like,
you're like, what do you mean?
It's so fun, but I've
been here for a minute.
Yeah. I feel like it's refreshing though to go out with people, especially like outside of your field or outside of like the things you enjoy.
Oh yeah.
But I've just had such bad dating experiences out here in LA that I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna let it come to me.
Yeah.
And when it does, it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really go on any dates in LA when I was still living here. So I didn't, I just wasn't dating yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know the type, but I can see that being difficult. And also like clout chasing in LA too. And like, I could see that even for you, or being like, oh, Dare Taylor wants me.
I'm like, ew. Grow up.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Actually, I don't.
You're like, actually, I never said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just such a weird thing. So I was like, you know, I'm just like not going to date cosplayers for a bit. And just not do that. But
or make a joint cosplay account and then end up having to delete it.
Oh, it's gone.
No, it's not gone. It's still there.
Expunged.
It's just a memorialized years of my ex marriage just on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. It's okay. It's fine.
Graveyard of memories.
Pretty much. Anytime you're like, people still like videos and comment and follow, and I'm like, okay.
You're like, ooh,
all right. I'll have a new one.
You just like go in the stories and be like, mine's over here now.
Yeah, I do that. I definitely do that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that was easy.
From the grave to just let you know I'm over here now.
Hey, guys. Well, since we're wrapping up this episode, I would love to just give you the end of the episode and talk about your podcast and what you both like love to do in your spare time. Just give us a little window into your world.
Mm. Sure, I'll start. Okay, well, we've been teasing it for, I mean, talking about it, but it's the Traumedy Show. Mm-hmm. We started it, what, 6 months ago?
We launched in April.
Mm-hmm. I don't know math.
It's been a handful of months.
Handful of months, kind of talking about how she and I both blew up our lives at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Late 20s, early 30s kind of vibe, like dating for the first time, going through life, figuring all of that out. We have guests come on. It's fairly relationship focused, but not always. The premise is when we do have guests, sometimes they talk about like something difficult, a trauma, something that happened, but we crack jokes the whole time and it's like a light and fun, but also we talk about serious topics. Lots of laughter. There's also been plenty of tears. Like it shifts back and forth between serious and funny.
For sure.
In my free time, I cosplay. I talk about that. We're always going out. I feel like we've been kind of ratchet lately.
Yeah, no, we do stupid shit all the time. We've been traveling a lot. We've been podcasting from different places that we travel.
That's just fun. We're going to Japan in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We went to Singapore 3 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went on my honeymoon in Europe. Yeah, as if you really like juicy stories that are like too insane to be real, you'll love mine because I was with somebody for 10 years and we were engaged twice. I planned 2 weddings to this person, 5 years, and then again 5 years later, I bought a house with him and we moved in together. And I left him 30 days before our wedding because I found out he had been living a whole other double life.
Wow.
Had a whole other girlfriend, and he was sleeping with a bunch of other women as well, including when we were living in our house together that I bought. And so I talk all about that and the unraveling of that. And then at the exact same time, Megan was leaving her. This was a year ago.
Yeah.
She was leaving her husband, and we went on my honeymoon together. And then ever since then, it's just been a whirlwind of chaos.
Wait, but what do you do in your free time?
In my free time, Farquaad? What do?
You're a token Farquaad cosplayer.
Yes. So Megan's like the amazing cosplayer of this duo, but she's kind of gotten me into it slightly. But I exclusively cosplay as Lord Farquaad.
It's so
from
great.
Shrek.
It's the bit that just keeps on giving.
It's the bit that keeps on bidding. He is me and I am him. We are one. I'm trying to rebrand him as like a taller, kinder person.
You're and saving his reputation.
I really am. I'm really trying. Aww. I think he's misunderstood. He's misunderstood. And I also, another hot take, I wish that he would have just chosen Snow White because she's already into the Short Kings, and I think they would have lived happily ever after.
I mean, yeah, that's actually a really good pairing.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Dang. So much. Are you like a relationship like coach or?
No,
you just
maybe
have all
I should
these
be.
Hot takes in your back pocket?
Yeah, specifically for animated movies. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
You spend a lot of your free time editing the podcast.
I do. That takes up a lot of my time. I'm just really like social, so I do a lot of stuff with friends. And
yeah,
my family lives around the corner too. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
We get into a lot of shit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That's good, though. I need a podcast that gets into the tea a little bit more. Because I like to be on the outside of the tea boiling.
And mine is like, this is so embarrassing. I'm even talking about this on a podcast. I can't believe I out myself all the time sometimes.
It's you holding yourself accountable.
Yeah. 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 But the cool thing is it helps people. Like, we get messages and, like, comments all the time of, like, wow, it really helped me to hear your story because mine is so similar. And, like, it's giving me hope, you know, for better things. And, yeah. So it's great. It's, like, we joke about like stupid shit all the time, but it also does good things too, which we love. So,
well, our fans actually have given us some questions that we're going to ask you both on our Patreon episode.
Cute.
So be sure to join us on Patreon. You can for free. I'm going to start dropping some free little nuggets for those of you that are just following on there. And our paid tier start at $5. That way you can see these extended episodes where we have guests on. We ask them the questions that the $30 tier submits. I don't remember. You all know that are on the Patreon, so be sure to check it out. We've got some spicy questions here. And be sure to subscribe to their podcast as well. Be sure to go check it out. Give them some love. Tell them that you came from the Delulu Canoe podcast. Be sure to check out the Cosmo Show. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Check them out. And, oh, our last and final question is, what little character in the canoe do you relate to after sharing your Delulu? So we've got, like, a cat that's, like, scared. You've got, like, a dog who's, like, angry. And then a bear who's just, like, the quiet observer.
I'm the anxious cat for sure.
I think I'm the dog because I want justice.
That is immediately what I thought.
Yeah. Now I'm on a mission.
I think the bear. Like, I'm always just the bear on the outside. Like, oh, drama? What about you, Cosmo? Who are you today?
Just kind of looking back at us, like, the train wreck that's behind you.
Yes.
I'm going to go for the bear this time.
Oh, you're going to be the bear.
Yeah.
We'll be the bears together.
Yeah.
Cute. Well, so cute.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere you listen. And we hope that all your DeLulu dreams come true, Lulu. Bye.
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 Subscribe.